Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Watchman radio broadcast today, as we, or whichever day you listen to it, as we proceed through some of the incredible, interesting events that are happening across the world and that are of interest to Bible prophecy and what has been prophesied is going to happen. Now, last week we talked about the coronation of King Charles.
Yes.
And we saw some interesting things. Amazingly, somebody who listened to the program and had never heard me speaking about my suspicion that King Charles might be the prophesied Antichrist, had the ministration and told me that she got a dream. And it was an interesting dream, which I'm not going to recount here, but almost showing the level of tyranny that was going to come when the reign of the Antichrist takes place.
Yes.
How people were moving like in bands, like ants. No individuality, nobody having singularity of opinion.
Yes.
And everybody had to behave a certain way, do certain things, do exactly what you're told to do. And there's no freedom whatsoever.
Yes.
Thankful, of course, when the Antichrist fully takes reign on the earth, it is going to be after the rapture. But
yes.
In the meantime, before that happens, even if they have crowned him King of England, it's going to take a while before he actually takes his role as the real prophesied Antichrist, if he is the one, as we suspect.
Yes.
But there was something interesting that happened at the coronation, which we didn't speak about last time, and that is that there was a time in the coronation when they are asking people to pledge allegiance
yes.
to the king.
Yes.
And that is actually what people are going to be doing in taking the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is pledging allegiance to the Antichrist. Now, this one was people being asked to pledge allegiance to the king. Of course, that is, somebody is going to say, oh, that's tradition. No, it's not. It did not happen with Queen Elizabeth. So it's a new thing. It was something that just happened with King Charles. So his mother did not have a segment in her coronation where people were pledging allegiance to her.
Yes.
But anyway, we'll continue watching that and watching what's going on. But I also discovered now completely with evidence that all the guys of the World Economic Forum who are pushing for the Great Reset, who are pushing for climate change, lockdowns and 15-minute cities, we are going to be talking a bit about all those things, the 15-minute cities, which are being planned. And actually, I was seeing now in the UK, the city of Bristol is already saying no cars allowed, no visitors allowed. Now, this is a prototype of what actually is going to be, what these people are planning at some stage, where you cannot move within 15 minutes of your locality.
Yes.
This thing of, I can wake up today and drive to Masaka and what, no. If you're in Kampala, stay in Kampala. If you're in Masaka, stay in Masaka. If you are in Hoima, stay in Hoima. And it's going to mostly what they are planning. Mostly those so-called developed countries and now they put people 15-minute cities because every service you need is within that place.
Yes.
Supermarkets, bank tellers are not. In any case, they hope that you'll be using your phone to do purchases.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, going directly to banks and so on. So everything is within there. Now that is the definition of tyranny. But right now, the major thing that is being formed, like, and they are pushing for right now, is control over information.
Yes.
Because the only way they can put people in this tyranny is if they control what you hear.
Yes.
And they showed us a bit of that during COVID. When they force feed you all the fake news.
Yes.
They force it into you, and you know, and the only way you are going to actually stay clear is either, number one, you switch off all your TVs, perhaps get news from the Bible or from the Watchman broadcast or whatever. But the point is, they force feed you with their things. And now what the World Economic Forum, especially Klaus Schwab, the man who apparently heads it, but who is answerable to King Charles, is he's saying that now he wants all governments around the world to criminalize misinformation. Now, one of the things that they have been pushing so hard right now is the criminalizing of misinformation or so-called disinformation.
Yes.
That is the World Economic Forum is what I'm talking about. And now, the reason they want that is because previously they had a handle of what people hear.
Yes.
And of course, what you hear is extremely important. There's nothing as important as what you hear. Nothing as important, because what you hear is ultimately going to determine what you experience.
Yes.
And now the devil knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that you can never experience something that is beyond what you've had.
It is
not possible. So you try to control everything that you hear. And now that's what they are doing. Now, it's not about fighting misinformation or disapproving misinformation and so on. No. It is not. It is about criminalizing it. If somebody says something, they deem misinformation. Of course, the thing about that is, who decides what is misinformation?
Yes.
Now, that is what is called Ministry of Truth.
Yes.
What people call Ministry of Truth, where somebody has a monopoly over what is true, and therefore, if you say something that he deems not to be true, then you're liable to prosecution, because it's a crime. Now, previously, it was not a crime.
Yes.
Anyhow.
In 2022, it has actually been one of the key points and agenda of the Bilderberg meetings. In 2022, they spoke about this information. Actually, the whole of it started around 2016, when they started thinking of how to control the information which is given out to people, what people consume through the media, through the websites, everything that is given out to people. Because that's one thing they realize, that when they have control over, then they can give people what they want people to hear, and they can control the truth, like the way you said. So the real one, actually, we saw it during the COVID era, when you realized websites like like Facebook, Twitter, and all these other social media
platforms,
all of them were speaking the same language. Because when you try to post anything against COVID or something,
they would either warn you or
pull it down.
You put it down, or even shadow ban you.
Yes.
Meaning that you will only reach those people whom they know already believe like you.
Yes.
You are not allowed to reach beyond your...
Yes. And actually, they were referring people. They were saying, when you post something about COVID, they say, for the true information, visit this. which they were, of course, taking us to the World WHO, World Health Organization
things.
Yes.
Anyhow, but thankfully, of course, there is a lot of victories, which is great, because now all this disinformation, the reason that it's so important what you hear, it is extremely important what you constantly hear.
Yes.
And this is what we are going to tell you here today. What you constantly hear is going to determine what you experience. You cannot experience something in this realm unless you first of all heard it.
Yes.
Now, if you read that scripture in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1, listen to what he says. He says, that which was from the beginning, now listen, which we have heard. Okay?
Yes.
Then he says, which we have seen with our eyes. Now, there's a distinction here, because he says, what we have heard.
Yes.
Then he says, what we have seen with our eyes.
Yes.
Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled. Okay? Now, you notice the way it progresses, one after the other after the other.
Yes.
First of all, you hear, okay? Then you see with your eyes. Now, these eyes you're seeing with are not necessarily the natural eyes in your, socket, in your skull.
Yes.
They are the spiritual eyes.
Yes.
Because somebody tells you something, then you conceptualize it with your spiritual eyes.
Mm.
Then you move from conceptualizing your spiritual eyes, then you go to what we have looked upon. Now, this one is actually seeing, okay?
Yes.
Then what we have handled. Now, everything that you handle or that you experience starts from what you hear. So what you hear is very, very important. You cannot experience, let me tell you, let's say you're sick and you've convinced yourself that there is no way, but maybe you're suffering from an incurable. Now, you first hear the word of healing. Now, you cannot get healed until you hear the word of healing.
Yes.
So you first hear the word of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you allow the word of healing to do something inside you, then you start seeing yourself healed with your spiritual eyes.
Yes, yes.
You start imagining. Now, previously, you were imagining yourself in a coffin somewhere.
Yes.
In the grave, but now you start imagining yourself, but no, what if I actually don't die? And then you start having plans of old age, yet actually you are suffering from an incurable. But now you're seeing something else with your eyes.
Yes.
Your inner eyes. The eyes of your inner man.
Yes.
Then later on it says, which we have looked upon. Now,
The minute you start doing that, then you even start seeing people. Now, this is how it all works. You start experiencing people who are around you,
yes,
who have had a miracle, like the one you want.
Yes.
You understand it?
Mm.
Then now, if you're believing for healing, then you'll hear, hey, Akena was sick of this and he got healed. So I'm so sick. Now you're seeing it. It's manifesting around you because you, first of all, built it inside you. Then afterwards it says, which our hands have handled. Now that means you actually receive it.
Yes.
Now that could be true for anything. For instance, if I tell you that God now is pushing the church towards ownership.
Yes.
Of property.
Yes.
Then now you hear the word.
Yes.
Then you start imagining yourself not paying rent.
Yes.
Okay. Whereas you seem to be comfortable. If I can get rent for that month, I'm okay. Mm. But now you start imagining yourself not paying rent because you own the house you're staying in.
Yes.
Or even other houses which you are not staying in.
Mm.
Now you're seeing with your inner eyes.
Yes.
Because it's just that imagination,
yes,
but it's real.
Mm.
Then he says, which we have looked upon.
Yes.
Then suddenly you've even already identified the house which you want to buy. And you say,
yes,
now this is my hand. Now you're looking upon it.
Yes.
Then the next thing is which our hands have handled.
Landlord.
Now the next thing, you have the contract in your hand. You are the landlord,
yes,
of that house you have had.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the progression,
yes,
for everything spiritual. It starts with what you hear. It starts with what you conceptualize in your with the eyes of your heart.
Yes.
And then it starts with what you start seeing. And then eventually what you handle.
Andor.
I'll read that scripture again. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard.
Yes.
1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.
Yes.
With our inner eyes, that is. Which we have looked upon now with our outer eyes. Which our hands have handled. The word of life. Mm. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so now, it could be a house, it could be a car.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
You eventually look upon it and say,
yes,
now this is my car.
One.
This is the car you want. Now you're looking upon it. Eh?
Yes.
Then eventually it says, which our hands have handled. Now you've owned it.
Yes.
But it started with the word.
Yes.
Now, the reason we're saying this is the enemy is going to do so much to fight what you hear. And now it is going to, and not even in terms of scripture,
yes,
but even the information that formulates,
yes,
your life.
Yes.
Like what happened during COVID.
Yes.
When you're hearing how many people are dying, how many people are dying. And it was all lies.
Yes. Hmm? Formulated.
Yeah, it was all lies. Because I was seeing the other day something actually which I found very, very interesting, which showed that COVID was just... Now, some people might find this almost revolting,
yes,
because they believed the lie.
Mm.
But I'll tell you this, that COVID was just a rebranding of flu to turn it into something more,
yes,
serious.
Mm.
Actually, initially, the people in Uganda had Senyigo Mukabo. It's just Senyiga.
Because, yes,
here's the truth. Now, these are actual statistics, facts.
Yes.
In those countries in the Western Hemisphere,
yes,
they have what is called seasonal flu, and people die from it.
Yes.
And people contract it.
Mm.
Some few, especially elderly, 70 and above, 75 and above, some of them die of it. But it's there. It's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had. I saw the numbers produced of people who have been having that seasonal flu. The colder the winter, the more the numbers.
Yes.
It's hardly ever there in summer. It's usually there in the colder,
yeah,
months. Now, here is seasonal flu cases in America. 2013, 34 million.
Yes.
2014, 30 million. 2015, 30 million. 2016, 24 million. 2017, 29 million. Okay?
Yes.
2017, 45 million. 2019, 36 million. 2020, 38 million. 2021, when COVID came, it moved from 38 million to 1,800. Eh? That means it was just rebranding.
Yes.
Because how do the number of flu cases,
seasonal flu, less than 50,
come from 38 million,
yes,
to 1,800?
Yes.
So it was just rebranding.
Yes.
And then they get media to pump you. There is this,
yes,
deadly sickness which is killing people.
And
it's a lie. It's an absolute lie.
Mm.
Now the statistics, 99.98 of people survived. And most of those who didn't survive either were very sick already,
yes,
or were extremely old, 8 years and above.
Yes.
Anyhow, so, but you see, they made you believe. Now that's what they call psychosis.
Yes.
A mass formation psychosis where you,
yes,
you get people into this thing where they actually believe a lie.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
And now in the Bible, Paul talks about believing the delusion. Because he says that because they refuse to believe the truth, they believe the what?
A lie.
A lie. And now there is going to be a massive lie, which is going to come in the form to make you believe there is this huge catastrophe that is coming. And I'll tell you this, that without fear, there is nothing that the devil can do.
Mm.
And I wish people knew that without fear, there is nothing the devil can do. And also, similarly, without faith, it is impossible to please God, the scripture says.
Mm.
Because it says in Hebrews 1:6 that, you know, without faith, it is impossible. It doesn't say it's difficult. It says it's impossible to please God without faith.
Mm.
Because you can't even start, because the basis of everything he does is faith. Now, the basis of everything the devil does is fear. Exactly. So he comes and pumps you with this fear. And I saw so many people who were scared during COVID.
Yes.
And I would be moving around, and you know, and then people are putting on double masks. And I look at them and say, are you crazy? And then they are scared because they believe the lie.
The lie,
Now, without fear, you have to know that without fear, there is nothing the devil can do.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, that one day I, you know, and these things sometimes happen because the Lord knows that, of course. One day I was at home, I was alone, and I came for my shower and walked into the bedroom at night, going to bed. And then as soon as I walked into the bedroom, I saw a demon sitting on my bed, like right on my bed where I put my head, and was seated and looked at me, and I looked at it.
Mm.
And now, previously, I would have, you know, not slept, spent the whole night praying, what the devil is trying to attack me and what. But as I saw it, I looked at it, looked at me, I just left it, I went and put on my nighties, when it was still there.
Yes.
And then I told it, get away, I want to sleep. Then it moved away. Mm. And then I slept properly the whole night.
Yes.
Now, the point I'm trying to make is, if you fear, then the devil has a foothold.
Yes.
Without fear, because when I saw, there was not a slightest bit of fear in me whatsoever.
Mm.
It's not the first time I've had an encounter like that,
but
previously I wasn't strong enough in the spirit to know that.
Yes,
I wish it's a lie, because if there's anything the devil could do to you, you would have done it already.
Yes.
You know, sir, just because he has manifested doesn't mean that he has extra. If there's anything he could do, he would have done it long time ago.
Because
so just know there is nothing he can do to you,
because
you're, you know, not under him, you're under the, you know, the spirit of Christ.
Yes.
Anyhow, so for the devil to start pushing all these things of his, he has to create a fear. And for him to create fear, he has to create one channel of communication the way he did during COVID.
Yes.
I remember one specific instance where the two big television stations had a joint news bulletin about COVID.
Yes.
And they were saying, oh, Tufa Tugwa, we are dying. Rubbish, absolute rubbish. I have never been despised those channels more than that time. Of course, I know they were paid by Ministry of Health, which was getting a lot of money.
Mm.
But the truth is, like, Tufa, I mean, how many cases? How many of them are actually COVID?
And they were just formulated.
They were formulated?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you come up with a similar marketing. And I was seeing a headline the other day in the media saying that people have flu-like symptoms, so there's a fear. And I was saying, like, these people now, they want to rebuild the lie.
Yes, but of course it's too late.
Don't believe the lie.
Yes. Mm. So I want to, the scripture you gave us, it's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want to start from verse 9.
Mm.
It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie.
Now, that's interesting. They did not receive the love of the truth.
The love
because,
of the
see,
truth.
When you find somebody who wants truth, they know how to... They love truth.
Yes.
Even if for a moment they might be tempted to believe a lie, maybe because it's all they have heard.
Yes.
The minute they're exposed to the truth, they will cast away the lie and embrace the truth.
Yes.
Because they have the love of the truth.
Yes.
Now, there are those who hate truth and would rather believe a lie. Right. And there are many. They are they would rather believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And those ones, God says that he sends for them a strong delusion.
Yes.
Since you want lies, there will be a lie, a delusion, so that you believe the lie. And the Bible does says that it is God who sends them a delusion so that they believe a lie. He's not the one who lies, okay? The lie is by the devil. But since you refuse to believe what God says, the scripture says God will send you a delusion.
Yes.
And you believe the lie.
Yes.
Because there's only truth and lies.
Yes.
There is no in between.
Mm.
Now, this is what we are talking about. So what you hear going forward,
yes,
and everything you hear,
yes,
I'll tell you this. There's people who are suffering financially.
Yes.
Simply because of what they have subjected themselves to hear every
yes
day.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Now, according to this scripture and what you're saying, there's going to be a division of between the people who will receive the truth and what, like what it says that, I read verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Now, there are those who perish because they don't want the truth. But it says, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now, there will be another kind of people, another group of people who will receive the truth, and they will love the truth, and then they will go with it. Because, like what you said, there are some people who are suffering according to any other conditions which they are suffering from. Now, in that, God has a message. God has something which, when you put up yourself into it and you receive it, your outcome will be changed according to that truth which God has given us.
Yes. And then remember, Jesus said, and this is extremely important, very, very important, listen to this. Jesus said that you are already clean because of the words that I have spoken to you. Now, he did not say they are clean because of he has died for them on the cross, because he hadn't even died on the cross. But when you be with Jesus and you walk with him as the disciples were at that time, just by hearing his words, you already made clean. Just by hearing. Imagine that, just hearing. Sit down and hear and you're made clean. In other words, slowly you're being transformed to be like the person who you're here listening to. And it is, you cannot run away from that. The person you listen to, you will eventually be transformed to be like him. Now, seeing as that is a law that you cannot circumvent, you have to be careful about who or what you hear. Very, very important. And of course, that is all. Now, the reason we are building up into something here, which is why we are telling you this, because the enemy knows exactly how important what you hear is. That's why he's fighting so hard to manage what you hear. Previously, people used to listen to news channels and they would almost believe that what he said there is truth. Now, people now know it is not truth. Now they are running elsewhere, social media platforms and so on, and blogs and so on, to get what they think is a better version of the truth about events that are happening. But now, the people who bought all the news channels and so on, who are in control of everything, don't want competition. They want their voice to be the only voice. Now, that is the way of the devil. They are going into social media channels, going into what? Going into everything, trying to make sure that you have nothing to listen to. If you want news, you're going to listen to it on CNN only, or BBC and all, who are the same really. But want people to know that, outside of that, faith comes from hearing. What you have faith for comes from what you have heard. Okay? Now, if you hear the words of God, then you'll have faith to believe the things of God. Okay? If you hear the words of fear, you'll have that twisted version of faith, which is fear, for something catastrophic. Calamitous to happen to you very soon. And I remember I called somebody, and the person was saying, man, I'm here hidden away in my room. I'm fearing to get COVID. And I laughed. And I said, what have you been hearing? What have you been listening to? Like, who have you been listening to? You see, now it's like God telling Adam in Genesis, I think chapter 1, verse, I think either 31 or something, that who told you that you're naked? Because when you were listening to me, you were not conscious of that. But then you went and listened to the devil. When you are listening to God, you only knew that I have a garden of everything, you know, to eat, God, you know. And you now you turn around and you listen to the devil. Then suddenly you're covering. Then God says, who told you? Now, who told you that you can never be without supply? Who told you that you can never go without food? Who told you? If you believe that, then it's a clear sign that you have not been listening to the right person. Now, when you listen to the right people, which is why God sends his ministers to preach the word. There are certain things which get away from your mind. And I'll tell you this. There was a time when I used to attend, you know, some churches and so on. And the truth is, I like, you never really feel victorious.
Mm-hmm.
You never really feel that an overcomer.
Yes.
You never really feel that there's going to come a time when you're financially stable.
Yes.
And you're not moving from one catastrophe to another. I mean, financial catastrophe. Like, you know that everything that you experience is the same as what the world experiences.
Yes, yes.
Until I changed what I listened to.
Yes.
And who I listened to.
Yes.
Then slowly, the transformation happens.
Yes.
Remember, Jesus said you've been made clean because of the words that you've heard.
Yes.
You don't even have to feel. It just happens inwardly.
Yes.
When you are constantly hearing Jesus. Imagine you're walking constantly hearing him.
Yes.
Already you're being made clean.
Yes.
Now when Peter comes and says, don't wash on my legs, wash my whole body. He says, no, your body is already clean.
Because
of the words that you've been hearing from me. Now, that is so important, extremely important. Now, you have to make a conscious decision to expose yourself from certain toxic words and expose yourself deliberately to good words, holistic words, words which produce faith.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because that is what is going to create the picture you have in you.
Yes.
Going to create what you see and eventually what you have lay your hands on.
Yes.
Words. Yes. There's a scripture you're burning to read.
It is in Mark chapter 4, from verse 24. It says, actually, Jesus was speaking to them. He says, then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you.
In the same measure you hear.
In the same measure you hear, it will be measured to you.
Yeah.
And he says, and to you who hear, more will be given.
Now imagine. Take heed what you hear. Okay?
Yes.
Take heed what you hear.
Yes.
Now, you see, the thing is, people don't understand how this is important. Because we have not been really sensitized to it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, that if somebody told you, I'm giving you a jerrycan of water.
Yes.
It has some little poison.
Mm-hmm.
Little poison. If you just take 1 liter of the water, the poison will not affect you.
Yes.
The poison will only affect you if you take the whole 20 liters. Would you even take a cup of that water?
No.
Because now there are certain words you hear.
Yes.
Which are poison.
Yes.
And now you hear them again and again and again. And now it's poison, poison, poison. And then you wonder why your life is defeated. And like, you've been hearing poison in small bits.
Yes.
Now you turn off the poison.
Yes.
And then you start hearing words.
Yes.
In small bits, constantly, deliberately, and then you see a change. Now, there are some people, and so many of them even come to me to inquire of me why, somebody came the other day, and I'm talking about people who are very good believers.
Yes.
A family that a man both serve God in Christ somewhere, but their life has been torn apart. They are deeply in debt.
Yes.
Very heavily in debt. The man had to leave the home and go to the village, not because he doesn't love his wife, but because there was no means of sustaining.
Yes.
Now the wife has some small job here that can sustain the child, so she stays here. So now the family is even separate, and all because of financial reasons.
Yes.
And the person comes and says, pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can pray for them, but that is not going to change the situation.
Yes.
Any more than washing somebody who is going to go back into the mud.
Yes.
And then you want to tell them that, and sometimes you tell people this and they will not even believe because they do not want to hear anything about their places which they have espoused, which they have patronized, which they are comfortable with, they have friends there and what. But the word that they are listening to is not holistic.
Yes, yes.
And it's not building in them faith.
Mm.
And therefore it is infringing on their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, I look at this person, a believer, very, very, and I'm talking about like a really good believer.
Yeah.
And her family torn apart, husband the other side and so on and everything. And when I was talking to her, I said, now, I was saying, now, God, how do I help this person? And the Lord told me, there is nothing you're going to say that is going to help her because she's so deep in, you know, She has to continually listen to certain words to come out of that hole.
Yes.
But he told me to give her money. So I got some money, very good sum of money, and told her that, you know, I know you're in deep trouble. And I said, I pray over this money, and the blessing that I have is coming with this money.
Yes.
So when you receive this money, it is going to open doors.
Yes.
For other means for you to get money. That's what, that was the leading of the Lord. Eh?
Yes.
It's going to open doors for you to, you know, to first of all have faith and what.
Yes.
Now, and that has happened like once or twice when the Lord tells me that one, don't even say anything.
Yeah.
Just because they need something to ignite jumpstart. Yes. So I saw at least her light, her face lit up a bit. Because I'm sure she was even wondering, where am I going to get transport to go back and so on. So, and all that because somebody, just the words they hear, let me tell you, like the words they hear, simple, the words they hear every day, they expose themselves to hearing. Yes. Now, you know, there is a, the thing is, the words actually, now the reason the devil wants to sift all this, okay, is to transform your faith. Because when you do not constantly listen to the same words, and you're separated, you're split apart, guess what suffers?
Your faith.
Yes. Why is that?
It's because, actually, I'll just answer it maybe by a scripture.
Yes.
Like the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, that not forsaking the gathering of the saints, or our gathering together, or our assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Amen. Now, so much the more, not forsaking the gathering together of ourselves.
Yes.
And he says, and so much the more
as
you see the day approaching. Now, the purpose of Watchman Ministries started in 2014, 9 years ago, is for you to see the day approaching.
Yes.
That is specifically what the Lord told me.
Yes.
Specifically. He said, I want to use you to awaken the church to the reality of the soon return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in the 9 years I have been doing that, I was not disobedient to the heavenly call.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. I have done everything to try and awaken the church that Jesus is coming. Amen. Now, we are no longer talking fables of he might come in our lifetime. No, he is coming soon.
Yes.
We are even talking about a possibility of an antichrist who is 74 years.
Yes.
So now, if that be the case, so how far, because, I mean, you know it.
Yes.
So now he says, but you see the reason he says so much more as the day approaches, because he knows the temptation for people to say, ah, now me, I just follow online.
Yes.
As the day approaches, it's going to be big. You are not going to get faith online.
No.
You cannot get, you will hear the words, but it is the communion of the saints. It is the gathering of the saints.
Yes.
That actually gives you faith in that moment.
Mm.
Okay? Now, when you are in that moment with other believers, and you are in what you call communal, you know, or corporate worship.
Yes.
And corporate hearing of the word,
something
is being transferred
to
you without you even trying
to.
Okay, something is being transferred.
Yes.
Now, it is not going to be transferred online.
No.
Now, there are some people who are lazy, because if it is something else, they will not go to the gym online.
No.
Eh? Okay, they will drive across town to go to the gym.
Yes.
Okay,
and
go to other things that are of value to them.
Mm.
But when it comes to listening to the word of God,
they
say, no, I will follow online.
Mm.
Because they have been deceived that it is the same. It is not.
No, it's not.
Okay?
Yes.
You try exercising online. Okay? or let's say even at home.
Yes.
Eh? There is a reason why people go to, you know, in the corporate thing.
Yes.
Where there are many people and you're doing the same, you know.
Mm.
Now, and that's really a very low example. It does not even start explaining what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But now, especially this online, read that scripture again, verse 25.
It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another.
So you do not exhort one another online.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
So much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, do you know that the whole system of the Antichrist during COVID was to split believers? Because when they are split, I remember those are the first things they taught us when we were in scripture union at school.
Yes.
You know, if you don't come together, it's like, you know, when you put pieces of burning wood together,
yes,
if you separate them, all of them extinguish.
Yes.
But the fire is only burning when they are together.
Together.
Very simple logic,
yes,
but very powerful.
Powerful, yes.
Now, during that time, lockdown, of course, people could not gather together.
No.
And most people, some of them were listening online, other people were not listening online.
Yes.
Now, of course, there is a danger of listening online because, first of all, you can be switched off. You do not,
yes,
own the online.
Yes.
Eh? While nobody can stop you from going for fellowship.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. Or to church.
Yes.
But online, you can be switched off.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, you cannot get
receive
this thing exhorting one another.
Yes.
Exhorting, lifting up one another.
Another, yes.
Because when you are together, the faith of the strong inevitably rubs off the weak.
Mm.
The weak find themselves strong. And somehow
the
within that atmosphere, people,
yes,
are, you know, are enhanced. Now, the reason I'm saying this, towards the end, you're going to see so many people getting lazy.
Mm.
Okay? And when you get lazy,
yes,
the next thing you're saying, yeah, but you see these pastors are what? Which, and you know, I've seen people who are going down that.
Mm.
And now you're going down a very, very dangerous road. Eh?
Mm.
And these pastors are driving fancy cars, these pastors. And you're going down a dangerous road. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the end of it might be the burning fires of hell. You know, people start, deception is given in,
yes,
in bits.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
And I've seen so many people who are once strong believers. The one thing they do is they stop the assembling together.
Yes.
Yeah, they are busy on Sunday, they are doing, or even they don't attend fellowship on other, you know, days when they should gather.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily like on a Sunday, but you know, where you gather together with
yes,
saints. The next thing, you see, their faith starts going slowly.
Mm.
The next time you meet him, you talk to him and you see that now his thinking is all fully worldly.
Yes.
He's completely worldly in his thinking.
Mm, 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 mm.
And he has been transformed.
To another.
To something,
yes,
to somebody else.
Yes.
And the next thing, the very place where he was getting the words of God, he's going to start despising it.
Yes.
And you go down, down.
Yes.
Now, after that, a lie will come.
Mm, mm, mm.
And guess what he will do? He will
believe the lie.
Yeah, yes. Because he has moved away
accepted
from
the deception,
yeah,
refused the truth.
Mm.
Now he's going towards this direction.
The direction of the,
yes,
lie.
Mm.
So you are either going deeper into the truth.
Yes.
Or you're moving in the direction of the lie.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there are no gray areas,
yes,
here.
Mm.
Now, and I've seen them, the next thing, they are giving you atheist,
yes,
arguments.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, if this is what about what?
Mm.
If you know, if yeah, if Christianity is the right way. So you mean all those billions of Muslims are going to hell? Well, now they have taken the seat of God.
Mm.
They are the ones who are going to sit on the judgment seat.
Mm.
I remember some guy telling me that, you know, I like the God of the New Testament,
mm,
but I don't like the God of the Old Testament. Then I told him, you're stupid.
Yes.
So you've become the judge of God.
Yes.
So now basically God is going to sit down and be judged by you. Now that is the most direct path to hell.
Yes.
Because that's what they call delusion.
Yes.
A delusion is when you believe yourself to be something that is greater than what you actually are.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Mm.
For instance, if I say something that I am, then it's not a delusion.
Yes.
But if I say something that I clearly am not,
yes,
then it's a delusion.
Delusion.
Anyhow,
yes.
So now the guy is, now basically he has become a judge of God.
Yes.
And now some of these people were once believers.
Mm.
But now they are sharper than God.
Yes.
And man, you look at them and you say the devil is a liar.
Yes.
And you are going down a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
And the end of it is going to be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish some of these people, now, if you're the kind of person who,
mm-hmm,
has been deceived,
mm-hmm,
I follow the Watchman online,
mm-hmm,
like I listen to him on Spirit,
yes,
FM, you are not going to get anything,
yes,
from me,
mm,
in terms of transference of faith.
Yes.
You're only going to get information,
yes,
and knowledge.
Yes.
You're not going to get the transference of,
mm-hmm,
faith,
mm-hmm,
online.
Yes.
Okay, now there are people who are outside of Kampala who are unable,
yes,
of course,
which
to come.
Understandable.
But then we're also going to start having conferences,
yes,
up country where people can come and we commune together,
yes,
and have these words together.
Mm.
And there's a transference of faith.
Mm.
But there are people who are within this city,
yes,
who are less than 30 minutes away from where we fellowship.
Yes.
But they are too lazy. They will go to a restaurant.
Mm.
They will go to the gym.
Mm.
They will go to what? But when it comes to going to listen to holistic words, no, they would rather listen online.
Mm.
And then they wonder why they do not manifest
the same
things
that
I do.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Some of them might even be in ministry. So somebody came and told me one time, who is in ministry?
Yes.
And told me, but man, you know, you How do you manage all this? You know, because he came at the Watchman conference.
Yes.
And we had 3,000 people.
Yes.
And we're giving them breakfast and lunch.
Mm.
And he's like, but how do you manage this? Like,
yes.
Where do you? Now, I manage it because I listen to holistic words.
Yes.
Now, if you want me to give you that, you also have to come and listen to holistic words. Like,
yes.
There is no other way.
Yes.
If you want another way, go and find it.
Yes.
I wish you luck.
Mm.
But there is only one way.
Yes.
You expose yourself to holisticness, holistic words.
Yes.
And then they rub off of you.
Yes.
Now, so you go and do all those projects and all these upcountry things.
Yes.
And you finish it and you have zero debt.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody is happy.
Yes.
Some people will help them transport themselves to Kampala.
Yes.
Okay. There was one guy in Imbarara whom we told, because, you know, we had problems paying people transport to and fro immediately, because some of them just don't come and they eat the money.
Yes.
So we tell them that you
come.
We are giving you transport to come, pay the bus person, come.
Mm.
We'll give you transport back when you come here.
Yes.
The guy says, no. We've dealt with some ministers. When they come there, they forget about you. No, I am the watchman.
Yes.
I do not lie. I can't call you here and say I'm going to pay your transport and I don't.
Yes.
It's impossible.
Yes.
I am prosperous.
Yes.
And when I call you, I already even have the money. There is no debt. There is nothing.
Yes.
My watchman is we're a prosperous ministry.
Yes, yes.
So now some of them said, if you don't have the money for return journey, let us reduce the number of people. I said, no, it's not that we don't have the money. It is that I don't trust you to give you the money upfront, all of it.
Yes.
When you come here, the money will be here.
Yes.
And it was there.
Mm.
But of course, the guy didn't trust us. But later on, he apologized and said that, you know, he has dealt with some ministries, which they tell you, bring people. Then, of course, when you reach here, as soon as they get what they want, they are not interested in you.
Mm.
Now, we are not like that.
Yes.
If we did not have the means, we do not go and chew.
Yes.
Something bigger than what we can swallow.
Yes.
Anyhow, my point is, this can be rubbed off anybody who wants.
Yes.
By deciding that, not online.
Yes, not online.
These things are not done online. Because I'm telling you, there are so many people who listen to our broadcast.
Yes.
And who have the ability to come
and
listen to the holistic words
every
Friday at 6:30.
Yes.
We finish at 9.
Yes.
They have the ability to come.
Mm.
But they would rather not because it's inconveniencing.
Mm.
Yeah, if you called them to go for a meal, they would go.
Yes.
Yeah. But you're going to digest that meal and go to the toilet.
Yes.
The words that Jesus said, I'm speaking to you as spirit and as life.
Yes.
And we speak the words of the Lord. Now, these words have the ability to stay inside you. You're not going to digest them and take them to the toilet. No.
Yes.
And it also, if you are going to the gym,
you'd
go. But also Paul says physical exercise profited what?
Little.
Yeah? But godliness is profitable both in this world and the world hereafter.
Yes.
I wish people understood that, let me tell you, my life changed when I found a place which has holistic words.
Yes.
And I determined that I am going to be there every week.
Yes.
Without fail.
Mm-mm.
Now, unless I am out of the country.
Mm.
Or in some cases when I'm out far out of Kampala and it's impossible, which are very few times. For the most part, I even drive.
Yes.
Just to drive out of Kampala, out of town from up country, just to listen to holistic words. And I determine I have to be there.
Yes.
I have to be there. Now, that is the beginning of transformation. When you decide that this thing is important for me.
Me, yes.
I am going to hold on to it.
Yes.
Now, everything I'm telling you that are we a prosperous ministry? I was not even a ministry when I decided to listen to those holistic words.
Yes.
The ministry started afterwards.
Yes.
About 4 years after I'd been listening to those holistic words.
Yes.
And the ministry has been prospering from one level to the next. There is not one thing I've done that has been at a lower level than what I did before.
Yes.
It is always in the one direction of growth.
Yes.
Perpetual growth.
Yes.
No retardation, no stagnation.
Yes.
Perpetual growth.
Mm.
Because I perpetually expose myself to holistic words of God.
Yes.
From a source that I trust.
Mm.
And I do it on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Without excuse.
Mm-mm.
Without excuse.
Mm.
Now, if people who listen to the Watchman broadcast on radio here on this radio.
Yes.
And have the ability. Now, there are some, there's a man who would come from Luero. Now, that is some sacrifice.
Yes.
He would come from Luero. After some time, he came to me and said, the Lord is leading him to start his ministry.
Yes.
And I prayed for him and he went to start his ministry. And he's prospering in his ministry.
Yes.
But he made a sacrifice because he decided, he listened to us on radio.
Yes.
He doesn't even stay in Kampala. Luero is some distance.
Yes.
And he said, I want to listen to this. Now, the truth is, he could have waited for me on.
Yeah.
First of all, the messages I preach here on radio are not the same as I preach on what?
Yes.
On fellowship. Eh?
Yes.
On fellowship, I'm preparing believers to be end time believers.
Yes.
On radio, I am telling people that we are living in the end time.
Yes.
But the actual preparation of how do you be an end time believer actually happens at fellowship.
Yes.
To the people who come, those who come. Those who do not, they will just know that we are living in the end times. I'm sure now every one of them knows it.
Yes.
But.
Yes. Now, it is really, it's so powerful because once you give yourself to words of life, it washes you, it cleanses you. Now, I want to read this scripture, which is in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, which says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
Wow. Read that scripture again.
It says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
Wow. Give you an inheritance.
An inheritance.
Now, you see, we're talking about inheritance. Now, the inheritance that is of God, which includes every part of your life, comes actually being exposed to those words.
Yes.
Read me that scripture one more time.
Acts chapter 20, verse 32.
Mm.
"So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
Praise the Lord. Now, this is exactly what we are telling up. And you see, I will tell you this. It is impossible for your faith to be strong when you are away from the assembling together.
Yes.
It is impossible. I'm not saying it is difficult. It is impossible.
It is impossible
for your faith to remain strong unless it has been enforced by circumstances which are beyond you.
Yes.
But otherwise, if it is not, let's say circumstances, let's say of distance.
Yes.
Let's say you're listening to a Watchman broadcast in Guru. You cannot come to Kampala every Friday.
Yes.
Let's say other things, messages you're in prison or something.
Yes.
But in which case there's a grace for you to, you know, have a special ministration. But when you can and you've chosen out of laziness and out of lack of prioritization, that you are not going to come. Let me tell you, God is not mocked. I'll tell you this, that you remember what God told Samuel? God told Samuel that I will honor those who honor me. And those who do not honor me will be lightly esteemed.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because Samuel was taking the work of the temple lightly.
Yes.
Okay? His sons are doing all these things and he's not, you know, he's not apprehending them.
Yes.
So God tells him, you don't honor me, so I will also not honor you.
Yes.
Now, and he makes a law there, a spiritual law. God will honor those who honor him.
Yes.
Now, in your mind, the gym, the sauna, the what are more honorable than listening to the word of God. And you expect God to honor you. He's not going to.
Yes.
Okay? Now, somebody or somewhere has other things and says, no, I want to go and listen to these holistic words. And God takes note.
Yes.
And he says, I will honor those who honor me.
Yes.
How do you honor him? Of course, you honor him in so many ways. In that case, of course, with offerings and all that. But in this case, with the prioritization of the things that actually matter to you, you can make a priority of something that matters to you.
Yes.
And it is something that is in line with listening to the word of God.
Yes.
I am going to listen to this thing. I am going to do what?
Yes.
I am going to spend an hour every day.
Yes.
I'm praying in tongues. I'm going to listen to this, to a holistic word every day.
Yes.
I'm going to spend some time reading the scripture. And so many believers actually don't even have time to read the Bible, which is a bad thing.
Yes.
But at least if they go for fellowship, they're exposed continually to these words. Because somebody is doing the ministration to them.
Yes.
So we are saying all this. And remember, it's impossible for your faith to stay like that. And the one thing the devil is interested in shifting is your faith.
Faith, yes.
Because that's what overcomes the world.
Yes,
eh?
Yes.
First John chapter what? Chapter 5.
Yes.
Says that...
Verse 9.
Yeah, it says that... you know, whoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Mm.
And then it says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. The faith, your faith, your faith, your faith. You listen, you will believe ultimately the things that you constantly hear.
Yes.
If you constantly hear them, you will believe them.
Yes.
That is the truth. Mm. Let me tell you, there was a time in my car, I used to like tune BBC all the time. And every time in my car, there was BBC News. And I enjoyed listening to what's happening in the world and so on. Until after some time, I realized it was drawing me away from God, like it, you don't know how.
Yes.
But somehow I was realizing that it is, I was getting off and off the cutting edge of my walk with God just by exposing myself.
Yes.
Then I said, you know what? I'm not that interested in the news. Eh?
Mm.
Now, then you shift what you listen to. And suddenly you realize that now you are actually moving closer and closer towards being God, on the cutting edge with God. Mm. And now you say, this is just news. It's just news. No, it's not just news.
Yes.
It's not just news. Yes. Eh? Yes. There is something, and there is a platform. There is something that is coming off that platform.
Yes.
So, and now your faith, the first thing that suffers is your faith.
Yes.
Because you get a worldly view of what is happening, which is completely in contrast to the godly view.
Yes.
Because God has his own things.
Yes.
He says the whole world is full of the glory of the Lord and so on. Eh?
Mm.
And then someone says there's a lot of evil in the world. It's because you've been listening to the wrong words. It was Isaiah, I think.
Yes.
Eh? Who says, and says that the whole world is full of his glory.
Yes.
And it is full of his glory. It's just that you're not connected to it.
Yes.
You've tuned to a different channel.
Yes.
It's like a different radio frequency.
Yes.
Actually like a socket. Eh?
Yes.
You know, like there's this socket, so you plug out of this one and plug in the other.
Yes.
Now, when I plugged out of the socket of BBC and plugged into a socket of listening to holistic words of God, slowly you start getting back, and you're back on. But I want to tell you this. These words from Jesus. Listen to what he said. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Now, this is so important because people have to know that the purpose of Satan taking people through all trials and tribulations.
Yes.
It's not just so that they suffer. That's not the ultimate goal.
Mm.
The ultimate goal is to for them to change what they believe.
Yes.
Now, this lady who came to me was in dire financial need and her, with her husband. Their faith had not moved. They still believed, which is good. But then, if they continue in that thing, their faith can easily waver a bit. Eh?
Mm.
But thankfully, thank God that they are really still strong. They believe in God in spite of all the problems. Eh? Now, that's a good thing. But now you see here it says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
Mm.
He says, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
Mm.
Now, I want you to know that Jesus did not pray that Satan spares Peter.
Yes.
He says, no, you go and Satan sifts you. But I've prayed that after he has sifted you, that your faith should not fail. Because it is actually that sifting or those trials that makes your faith strong. Now, he knows if your faith does not fail, your faith will be strong. Because faith is strengthened in time of trial. Now, do not deceive yourself that you are going to be there following Watchman online only, yet you have the capacity to come to fellowship, and you are going to come out as strong, and the words are going to have the same impact in your life as others.
I'm telling you,
I've seen things which have happened. I've seen people who have been transformed.
Yes.
As well as myself, but I've seen people who have been transformed.
Yes.
I know somebody who I look at every day, some lady, and I know this is the picture of the transformation that of the ministry that God gave me.
Yes.
Because the first time she came to me, she was in absolutely dire straits, completely on the flat out. Nothing was working out, nothing.
Yes.
Now, she's driving a very powerful car and so many, and I've seen the transformation slowly by slowly.
Mm.
And I look and say, man, this is something special because just by being exposed. Now, this is somebody who will not skip unless they have been completely pushed to the wall because they know that this is the lifeblood of their life. The reason people take these things lightly is they do not understand yet
yes.
how important these words are to their life.
Yes.
To their actual life.
Yes.
Now I know everything I've told you about how we know we're successful ministry and so on, and we do all these things. The minute I cut off the words, holistic words, all that thing will wither away.
Yes.
It's just that is the lifeblood.
Yes.
Now, people, and there are people who understand that.
Yes.
There are those who do not.
Yes.
Who will come, listen to the words, and then go out there. And say, this today I'm busy, the next day. And the devil starts putting up those fronts.
Yes.
Are you busy today? I mean, yeah, you'll go next Friday. Mm. You'll go the other Friday. Mm. I'm telling you, if you can, and now I'm telling you.
Yes.
For your own benefit.
Yes.
Not even for mine, for yours.
Mm.
Make it a point.
Yes.
If you've been listening to the Watchman broadcast.
Yes.
Make it a point to come for fellowship every single
Friday. Yes.
Make it a point to come for fellowship every yes. single Friday.
Yes, and actually our venue is at Amare, the garden, which is, if you're coming from town, Kampala City Center, it's just after American Embassy,
in
opposite
Kabaragala.
Mkwaya Hospital.
Mm. Okay, in Kabaragala.
Yes.
Near the American Embassy. It's called Amare Gardens.
Yes.
And there's ample parking space.
Yes.
You might have to drive through the jam.
Yes.
But if you are going to the gym, you'd drive through the jam. So
yes.
don't tell me about a jam.
Yes, yes.
If you are going to do something else, you yes. drive through the jam. But yes. then, if you know that it is extremely important for you to be prepared.
Yes.
To be an end-time believer.
Yes.
Because of the things that are coming ahead.
Yes.
To watch and pray.
Yes.
Then you'll drive through the jam.
Yes.
Or you'll get on a border bee.
Yes.
Or you'll get on a taxi.
Yes.
Or you'll walk, whatever means.
Yes.
But if you know that we all made a decision at some stage that
yes.
no matter what, I'm going to connect myself to a place where
yes.
there is life.
Mm.
And we received
that
life. And that life transformed itself into the lifestyle that we lead,
yes.
which is prosperous.
Mm.
And by prosperous, I mean prosperous.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, you'll know that all the struggles you go through,
yes.
you can just transform your life by actually determining that every Friday I am going to be there.
Yes.
Come, listen.
Mm.
Now I'll tell you this. When I'm at fellowship, I don't speak words just preaching. Just
yes.
you know.
Mm-mm.
No, no, no. I take time to ask the Holy Spirit what it is He wants to speak to the people.
Mm.
And I really, really take time doing that.
Yes.
So when you come, you hear the words of God for that period and you're transformed
yes.
into the image of the person who is saying those things.
Yes,
I know people who were timid before, okay, but now they have the boldness
yes,
of
yes.
Kableta.
Mm.
Eh? And yes. because that's what God has given
yes.
you, understand?
Yes, yes.
And just by exposing themselves
yes.
to the words,
mm.
remember, just exposing yourself to those words creates in you the effect of that.
Yes.
Okay, as Jesus said, you are clean just because you've been listening to the words.
Yes.
Now, the effect is not the same online. I have to tell you that
no.
because, you see, there are some people who are, remember on Facebook, eh?
Yes.
Some people would say, yeah, I follow you on Facebook. And I knew it was pointless. It's useless.
Yes.
So I even cut off the Facebook, broadcast. I cut it off because I knew it was a waste of time. You're
yes.
going to listen and you're not going to get anything.
Yes.
So they think the coming together is just for the benefit. No, it's for your benefit.
Yes.
Okay, it's for your benefit. I would
yes.
be just as prosperous.
Mm.
If I didn't co-administer to people there,
yes,
because
yes.
my prosperity is not based on that. Eh?
Yes.
Of course, that's the obedience of God's word.
Yes.
But I want you to understand as we come to an end of this broadcast, and I'm going to give you the last word, that as much as you can, as much as is within you, that scripture again, Hebrews 10:25, I want you to end with that one again.
Yes. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
As you see the day approaching. And now we are seeing the day approaching. So
yes.
I exhort you, brethren, to assemble together and listen to these words and let us prepare you to be an end-time believer. Thank you so much for joining us here today on The Watchman. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. God bless you all. And I would like to ask you to pray for those who are sick. If you're sick, just receive this, because the Lord has given us a ministry of praying for the sick. And I'm talking about us as the Watchman Ministry. So we are going to pray for the sick. You start.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want you to believe with me right now that the Lord is touching you and the Lord is healing you. And in the name of Jesus, whatever condition you are suffering from, of any kind of sickness in your body, in the name of Jesus, I crush it right now by the blood of Jesus, and I command it out of you, and I release you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
The life of God is in you, in Jesus' name. And even if you're suffering from an emotional, you know, emotional damage, or you're sick, the sickness of the heart, you know, emotional sickness and so on, I feel that the Lord is healing you.
Amen.
And restoring you and giving you something positive.
Amen.
And something that you can look forward to. And I rebuke every spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
In your body in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke it and I command it to come out of your body. And I speak the life of God into your body.
Amen.
And into your heart in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
That was The Watchman. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amare The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.